with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and his wife will stop by the White House this evening ahead of tomorrow's official visit and glitzy state dinner. Among agenda items for the Prime Minister's visit, closer military ties between the U.S. and Japan.
Kishida has pushed sweeping changes fortifying Japanese defense capabilities since taking office in 2021. Biden and Kishida are expected to discuss a plan to modernize their military command structures so they can better operate together, and will also agree to promote defense industry cooperation, including co-production of weapons.
Correspondent Mari Yamaguchi says it's a response to a growing threat posed by an increasingly aggressive communist China. Plans beginning to take shape for the Republican Party's national convention in Milwaukee this summer. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Hundreds of news media personnel gathered here in Milwaukee for the latest convention update and to finalize technical plans and logistics for the four-day event in mid-July. Organizers said major contracts are in place, including for hotels and transportation. City officials and business owners are hoping for a major economic boost from the GOP convention, which is expected to formally nominate Donald Trump and will take place in fewer than 100 days. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNNews.com, the parents of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley are to be sentenced today. James and Jennifer Crumley have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. A 2021 shooting at Oxford High School killed four students. Prosecutors are seeking 10 years in prison for the couple, say the parents failed to take action that could have prevented the tragedy. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. Dow futures are down 5 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 31 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 4 points. This is SRN News. Congress gets a letter.
It comes from more than 100 religious freedom activists, and they're calling on lawmakers to pass a resolution addressing the decline of religious liberty around the globe. The signatories want the U.S. to make freedom of conscience, quote, an utmost priority in foreign policy, holding violators accountable using all diplomatic tools. In fact, such a resolution is already under consideration in the Senate, but it lacks momentum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would have barred males from competing against females in sports has failed. The measure, which also would have kept boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, was defeated by a Democratic filibuster. Nebraska Republicans vowing to try again next year. At least 24 states have laws barring males from joining female sports teams, including 5 of the 6 states that border Nebraska. 11 states, including Iowa and Kansas, have adopted laws requiring individuals in government facilities to use bathrooms corresponding to their actual sex. Police in Florida have arrested a suspect in connection with a couple of shootings yesterday.
The Florida Highway Patrol says a woman who said she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse shot 2 drivers on the highway. Authorities say the 22-year-old Georgia woman checked out of a Florida hotel, then started driving west on Interstate 10. She fired into a passing car several times, spraying auto glass and grazing the driver in the arm. She then fired at a second vehicle, hitting the driver in the neck. That driver was treated at a hospital. Troopers finally stopped her and found an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm handgun in her car. She has been arrested and charged with attempted murder. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Barring a successful Supreme Court appeal, Missouri will execute Brian Dorsey tonight. He killed a cousin and her husband nearly 2 decades ago. More details at SRNNews.com.